Next patient is Michael Weston. Follow-up date is 5/26/22. Patient with a history of atrial fibrillation, status post recent admission for COVID infection period. Patient also has a history of COPD and on home oxygen period. Patient stopped smoking 1984 period. In addition to that, patient has hyperlipidemia as well as hypertension period. Patient is referred to me for management of atrial fibrillation period. The patient stated that his symptoms of atrial fibrillation started since he had COVID period. Electrocardiogram at the time of the atrial fibrillation showed rapid ventricular rate period. Patient's completing a shortness of breath. Dizziness associated with atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, losartan 50 milligram daily. Inhalers, home oxygen, atorvastatin, 10 milligram daily, aspirin, Eliquis, period, allergies, non-endocrine allergies, social history, patient quit smoking many years ago. No history of alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary artery disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denied reason, weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment. Cardiovascular, aspirin history, permanent, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Patient history of COPD. Abdominal history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis. On examination, blood pressure 120 over 66, pulse is 70, respiration 60, and weight is 220 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 over 6, systolic murmur, heart of the rest and border. There's no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Clinic impression number 1, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, number 2, COPD, number 3, recent COVID infection, recommendation. Patient is quite symptomatic with the atrial fibrillation. Patient's atrial fibrillation is most probably secondary to recent COVID infection as well as COPD play period. I'll place a 7-day heart monitor on this patient to reevaluate the recurrence of atrial fibrillation. I will follow the patient after the heart monitor study. This is the end of the dictation.